18.
In my 20s, I met my wife. I remember the day like yesterday is what I would like to say, but age does things to memories. What I really remember is the story I tell folks about how we met. And maybe, just maybe, that story is more important.
Luckily for Charles, by the time he finished up planning for the materials he needed, most of the others had left. Titha was still around somewhere. The skeleton was gone, and he could hear her digging. He considered asking if she had a shovel, but realized he wasn't sure he had one either. His inventory was still a junk drawer, and he wasn't ready to sit down and sort it. Instead, he was walking the bordering tree line that encircled the small hill the cabin was on, looking for fallen logs. And not having much luck. He considered calling Bert for a moment to see if he'd send some folks by, but decided he wanted to try to do some of it himself. He felt helpless enough in the real world, and his granddaughter's call was still churning his emotions in the back of his mind. It almost felt like a hamster on a wheel. He'd dealt with emotions more than enough to know sometimes the only thing that calmed them was time.
I want to call back, but I don't know if my involvement would help or hurt. So instead, I'll focus on what things I can do.
When the fallen logs turned to be absent, Charles pulled his axe out of his inventory and went to find a tree to chop. Thinking that starting small was for the best, he picked out one that was a little older than a sapling so his hands could wrap around the trunk. With one swing, he figured out chopping trees just wasn't for him. Even though the game turned off pain, it didn't turn off the vibrating numbness that shot up to his elbows.
If I wanted that, I don't need a game.
So he left the axe on the ground and went back to the cabin to think about another way to go about it.
I could still call Bert, but that seems like admitting failure. Instead, though, I bet I could nap on the porch.
But it was a light sleep, due to his fear that some woman would wake him up by screaming in his ear. Several hours later, he woke up to loud noises, but it was only Titha dragging a broken bed by him out the door to a fire pit she had built.
She looks like she has it handled.
An hour later, he woke up again to see her struggle, dragging pieces of the dresser to that same fire pit.
That's good.
He dozed a little bit longer until he heard her chopping at a tree much bigger than the one he tried, with the axe he'd left on the ground.
Maybe I should help? Nah, best thing is to stay out of her way. Still, though, it's hard to sleep with that racket.
Charles sat up, yawned, and stretched his arms out, almost hitting the banshee who was floating nearby as it watched Titha. When she started to open her mouth, he raised his baton, a threat to remind her of what happened last time. He wasn't above conversation. No, he was above a painful death by wailing undead. It had become a personal boundary he never had to make in real life, but found he now needed. Charles looked through the open doorway inside to see that not only was the rotten furniture gone, but the walls and floor were also cleaned, and the broken board had been taken out. Even the front door was off the hinges and resting on the ground near the fire pit.
Maybe I should look through my menus.
He considered the 24 or so blinking icons on the right side of his vision.
Well, first things first.
Clear combat logs? Yes, no.
Yes.
Combat logs cleared. Clear experience gain notifications? Yes, no.
Yup.
He started flashing yellow as he leveled up in rapid succession. He thought about checking his level, knowing he needed to stay under 50 for the area, but decided he didn't want to look at his whole character sheet to figure out where it was listed at the moment.
Clear skill leveling notifications? Yes, no.
Yes. That's three of the lights. Oh, it looks like I have a message.
Blagargar the Four-Armed has sent you a message. You can't run from me. I will find you and destroy you. All your gear will be my loot. Never doubt.
Huh. Must be like a wrong number call.
Charles could only scratch his head and keep looking at the blinking icons.
That one is messages. That one is fighting stuff. That one is, experience stuff, I think. That one is skills. Hell, I know what four of these are. I'm getting pretty good at this. Can't wait to brag to Bert. I bet it took him weeks. On second thought, nah, he likely figured this stuff out way before me. Let's see what this one is. Quests? No, close that back up and pretend I didn't look. At least I know what it is. Let's see.
Spell list. Levitate, level 0. Summon minor air elemental, level 0.
I wonder how I use these. I'll need to figure them out so the grandkids can air skate when they stop by.
Thinking about the elemental spell did nothing. Saying the name of the spell aloud, however, summoned a puff in the shape of a man about a foot and a half tall. It looked like it was made from cotton balls and just floated there. Charles waved at it, pointed, and gave orders, all with no results. Eventually he gave up and started pulling grass and leaves and tossing them at the cloud, only to watch them swirl around on the way down. It existed for maybe 5 minutes in total before poofing away. The banshee, for whatever reason, had decided to sit next to him the whole time, looking both annoyed and intrigued, although that might just have been her face. They both silently watched Titha as she chopped trees.
"I'll finish with these blinking icons later," Charles lied to himself.